You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I'm very pleased to be going out on the phone to Senator Debbie Stabenow. Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. It's been a long time since we've had a chance to chat. I'm wondering, Senator Stabenow, if we're going to break news tonight that your next job, your next career is going to be as the national spokesman for Go Red for Women. You're down at the casting call.
I am. You know, I'm at the Women's Expo, which is really exciting, by the way. It's just it's terrific. And, you know, I'm going from booth to booth here. There's all kinds of great things. But the most special thing is what you said, which is the Go Red for Women campaign. And right now we have some great women that are telling their stories and are auditioning to become one of the national spokeswomen. So I'm not doing that. I just kicked it off and thanked them all for their help. But these are women, young and old, by the way, not just older women, younger women who are survivors of heart disease, and they have very compelling stories.
Well, I was there earlier today as well, and the whole expo is inspiring, and Sparrow's portion of it, where there's a lot of testing to be done, and you can get numbers on things, very, very important when you discover, you know, that we learn as we're going along here that heart disease, it's not an old man's disease, as they used to say in quotes.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm the sponsor of something called the Heart for Women Act in the Senate. All of the women in the U.S. Senate are co-sponsors, Democrats and Republicans alike. And the focus of it is to bring awareness to women, make sure they get their screenings, their information, and for physicians, by the way, and healthcare providers, because unfortunately, most physicians, as well as most women, don't understand that heart disease is the number one killer of women. In fact, it beats the next five diseases combined. This is really serious. It's a big deal for women. And I think all of us growing up have thought it was a man's disease, but it's the number one killer of women. So we're trying to get the word out for women to not only take care of themselves and watch their diet and be healthy, but if they have a pain, they can't explain it, pick up the phone and call 911. Go to the doctor. Go to the emergency room. Don't take it for granted, because women take care of everybody else but themselves. And our message is that, you know, you are important, and you need to make sure you're taking care of yourself.
I will just echo that. It seems if there's something, a pain or something like that going on with someone else, we rush them to the doctor. If it's us, we rationalize it away and say, oh, it's probably just something I ate, or I just need to slow down for a minute. But so that's a very good message. And I was heartened, pardon the pun, to see everybody wearing so much red today.
Yes, I've got my red on. Everybody's got their red on. And I will tell you, you know, I actually had the same situation happen to me, even though I'm involved in this issue and have been working on awareness and legislation. About a year ago, I had a little bit of what I thought was indigestion, and then I went to the movies with my daughter on a Saturday, and we're walking out, and I could feel, you know, it just didn't feel right. I was feeling something wrong. And I said, oh, it must be nothing. And she said, Mom, if this was anybody else, you would tell them to go down and get it checked out right now. And I stopped and I thought, you know, I better practice what I preach. So I went down and checked it out. It wasn't anything. But, you know, that's what we do as women. And, you know, she reminded me that I needed to take care of myself as well as take care of her.
Well, loving daughters are a good thing, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good. Well, we're going to switch gears just a little bit here, because before coming home in Washington, D.C., you were very busy this week, and as you always are. And an amendment was passed that's certainly going to help small businesses, if you want to tell us about that.
Yes, I'm really pleased. After working this last year to get this fixed, we finally got a provision fixed that everybody agreed, a portion of the health care bill that the IRS was going to implement in a way that was going to increase paperwork on small businesses by about 2,000%. And I was able to get that eliminated from the law, at least in the Senate that has passed now. And it eliminates what's called reporting provisions for 1099 forms that small businesses have to fill out. We want small businesses focusing on their own success and growing and hiring people. not adding tons and tons of paperwork. So this is something that folks have been very concerned about, and we were able to get it fixed, and I was really glad to lead that effort.
And the vote was pretty impressive, 81-17. This was a bipartisan vote, and you rallied him from both sides.
Yes, and that's very, very important, because the truth is, if we work together, you know, we can fix things that don't make sense and then move on. You know, we need to move forward, and we need to be focused on jobs and economy and helping small businesses be able to, you know, have the support that they need to be successful. We don't need to go back and fight old political fights. We need to fix problems and then move on and get things done.
So what you saw in this was that small businesses have enough struggles right now, and if we can eliminate even one of those, it's going in the right direction.
Absolutely, and as I was told by a lot of small businesses in our community, this was a pretty big deal. Going from something like, you know, 10 different, you know, when you do your taxes, there was something normally like 10 different 1099 forms, and the average was going to go up to 200 forms for a business. And so, you know, particularly for a small business, somebody who's operating themselves, maybe out of their home, or they've got 10, 15, 20 employees, I mean, that's huge. That is absolutely huge.
Well, it's a lot of man hours that can be better used in another way.
Absolutely. So we came together and we peeled that requirement, that burden for small business, and I hope that's an example of things we can continue to do together.
Well, very good. Are you going to be able to enjoy a little more of the expo before you're heading out to your next event?
I am. You know, I saw a whole bunch of booths I have yet to take a look at.
there's a lot of territory to cover down there. As like I said, I was there today and enjoyed every minute of it. And just for folks that we were talking about with the Go Red spokesperson campaign, that's till 8 o'clock this evening. So it's not too late to get down there.
Not too late to come down. Listen to women who have the courage to come forward and tell their stories about heart disease. It's very impressive. We want one of the national spokespeople to be from Lansing or someplace, certainly from Michigan. And so they're here telling their story. And on top of that, if you like candy, if you like jewelry, if you want to get your you know, some screening done, healthcare screenings, there's all kinds of things, hair done, cooking. We saw somebody who is selling invisible fences for your dog. I mean, you name it, we have seen it, and it's huge. It's great.
Yeah, it's a wonderful event every year. I believe this is 11th year, and it's going on again until 8 o'clock this evening. Senator, I appreciate your time. I know you're very busy, but I appreciate you taking a few minutes to be with us this evening.
Great. Good to be with you.
You as well. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Senator Debbie Stabenow from Lansing down at the Women's Expo at the Lansing Center tonight, taking in some of the crowd and kicking off the Go Red for Women national spokesperson search. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.